KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect. Ryan Ramsey joins us from the National Council on Aging. He's the Associate Director of Health Coverage and Benefits. Ryan, I know we caught you at a conference, but so much appreciate the time you're taking to bring some great information for our listeners.
Steve, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
Hey, for those not familiar with the National Council on Aging and what, you know, quickly, you know, maybe your 1 minute elevator pitch, for those not familiar with NCOA.org, what would you tell them?
I would tell them that NCOA is a 75 year aging institution. We just celebrated our 75th year. And what our aim is that we, want to assist older adults with how to age gracefully so they can make sure that they are getting all the help that they're needed, they have access to all the benefits that are owed to them, and that they make sure that they are financially secure and happy as they grow older.
Yeah, you know, when I was on the website this morning at NCOA.org, one of the things I did kind of get that message, and regardless of your income level, I mean, there's some people that, you know, they're plenty set financially for retirement and late life, but there's still benefits out there that are available to them and those that are, you know, so many as they enter into older age really struggle. And there's so much out there that's available to them. And one of the stats it's on the website, and we'll get in more detail, but just the amount of benefits that are left out there unclaimed, it's in the billions.
That's right. 30 billion to be specific. Every year are going unclaimed because people are not enrolling in the benefits that they are eligible for.
Yeah. And we're going to help walk people through some of that. So let's consider some of the major financial problems older adults face. You know, what are some of the things you see that come up repeatedly?
Well, you know, I certainly see that the most prevalent thing that I always encounter is that most people hit that age of 65 and they expect their Medicare to be free. And unfortunately, it's just not the case. There is the cost of Medicare premiums, copays, and deductibles that exist. People, you know, don't have that understanding of that Medicare does not cover things like dental, vision, and hearing. So dental costs are always something that I deal with very prevalently. And the cost of medications, people think that, you know, a lot of these medications will be very cheap, but some of the most common medications that I deal with, like COPD medication or insulin for diabetes, those costs skyrocket in most scenarios.
Yeah. You know, a couple times a year, we have Dave Stewart on this show from Black Bear Medicaid here locally in Albuquerque. And one of the things he emphasizes is the opportunity that people have to get educated about the benefits that are available to them through Medicare. And that, you know, not everyone needs, you know, not everyone, well, everyone needs to, you know, obviously sign up at the appropriate age, but not everyone uses the same part of Medicaid and how important it is to sit down with a professional. I mean, you know, David mentioned to me, they hold classes to educate people about Medicare. And the truth is most people you'll go sit down and talk to about Medicare. If you can, you know, ask a friend who's sat down with someone who's a professional. I think so many people try to do this on their own, but if you can find that person who's knowledgeable, who can sit and find out what the needs are specifically for that person or that couple, they're going to benefit greatly by getting on the right program through Medicare. You know, especially because, I mean, what they're using from their retirement or savings or Social Security to pay for that, it's important to be a good steward of the resources you have and not spend money where you don't need to be spending it. Would you agree?
Oh, I would absolutely agree. And yes, that is there is a great confusion over where to begin in accessing benefits or trying to get information on Medicare. I know that the National Council on Aging has benefitscheckup.org, which is a free tool that scans over 2,000 federal, state, and local benefits that's on our website. We have a toll-free line at 1-800-794-6559 that's available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where counselors can provide their expertise. And I always put out there that the state health insurance program exists. That is a program that provides free unbiased assistance with Medicare. I worked for that program for a decade in the state of Tennessee. If you go to shiphelp.org, you can find your local office there, and you can always trust that those people can give you some good free unbiased assistance on where you should go next with your Medicare system.
Right. Yeah. And like I mentioned, I mean, it's set up to have plans that are really for, you know, some plans are for this person, another plan for that. And when you connect with a professional, because the other thing is not only connecting with a professional, but every year, the Medicare, things change. And if you're connecting with a professional, you're going to find out, really more, in detail about what would be the right plan for you. And if you didn't catch that, benefitscheckup.org, that is the put together by the National Council on Aging. And there's a can you tell us more about what people will find when they go there, as far as walking? You know, there's it takes a little time to walk through, and it's confidential, but what are they going to find?
I certainly will walk you through that. And you brought up something really good, Steve, about that these plans change on an annual basis. September is the month in which everybody will receive their annual notice of change for their plans. So everybody definitely should be checking their mail additionally if you're on Medicare to see if you get a change to your plan for the following upcoming year. But for benefitscheckup.org, that is a free confidential tool, like you said, where you go in, you put your zip code, some information about yourself, and then what benefits you're looking for. And it will connect you to those benefits in your area. In some situations, there's also a direct data bridge to where you can go and put those applications in yourself if you so choose to do so. But of course, you can always call our toll-free line, like I said, at 1-800-794-6559. And somebody can walk you through that tool yourself if you don't feel confident to take that on your own. So I highly recommend that everybody go and get connected. Find out what benefits do I qualify for? Because so many people think I don't need to get connected to these benefits. I'm taking these benefits away from somebody. And that's just not the truth. If you are eligible for these benefits, you should take advantage of them, or else you're just leaving those benefits on the table, like we discussed earlier on.
Part of enrolling, and we keep talking about websites, I have to imagine, believe it or not, decades into the internet, that there's people who, no, I don't even have a laptop or a desktop computer, I got one, my kids gave me one, but I don't even really know how to use it. And, there's probably a list of reasons why people are not enrolled. I'm going to guess that's one of them. And I want to give a local, assistance, Adelante, which is, I think, one of New Mexico's largest nonprofit organizations, goadelante.org. And if, again, we're to a website, but you can call them or have someone help you navigate through Adelante, which they do so much more than this. But one of the programs they have is called Diverse IT, which has training classes for how to use the internet, how to use a computer. They even have a place to sign up to get a computer that was donated. In addition to that, they do meals. And I mean, I could spend an hour not only on NCOA information, but Adelante here locally as a resource, but a great place to get started if you need to get that computer to navigate a lot of these benefits. But in addition to either not having a computer, Ryan, or not knowing how to use it, what are some other reasons that that people are they're not enrolled?
Well, I think that there are a couple of things. I think the lack of knowledge of these programs being out there definitely exists. It's the thing that's been said to me for the last decade. We didn't even know this exists. We didn't know that you did this. We didn't know this was available to us. So that is always something that I'm always aware of and try to always get the word out about these programs that are available. Also, not knowing what it requires to qualify for them. I know that some people think that they're going to have to sign up for something called a state recovery, in which when they pass away, the state is allowed to, you know, collect some of their property for reimbursement for that cost. And that's just not the case with a lot of the benefits that exist. So there's a lot of confusion about the programs, a lack of knowledge of what they are and what they do. And that's really the biggest barrier, aside from people just not having the access to actually get connected. And if you do not have a phone to be able to call somebody and walk through that with them over the phone, talk to someone within your network, at your church, at your local senior center, who can get you connected with these programs, because we will 100% accept that and help people in any way that we can.
Yeah, and since I had mentioned Adelante, I want to throw out the number here locally for Adelante, because as you mentioned, or as I mentioned, you know, people may not have a computer to go to goadelante.org, but if you do have a phone, you could call area 505-341-7171, especially in the Albuquerque area. Now, we have listeners in Las Cruces, Clovis, Portales, and across New Mexico, listening from 88.3 FM in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, Rio Rancho, or those other frequencies in those other cities. But remember, online at klyt.fm. And as you're listening, reach out to Adelante at 505-341-7171 or the other resources we've given you with Ryan at the National Council on Aging, ncoa.org, and benefits checkup. .org. And before I throw it back to you, Ryan, for any closing thoughts you have on those that are aging, making sure to connect with the benefits that are available to them, and make sure that maybe the next time the study's done, they don't find that $30 billion have left on the table every year because of those not enrolling. But some of the local resources, and you kind of touched on some of this, Ryan, but the Roadrunner Food Bank, the Rio Grande Food Project. There's several churches that have food banks. Bridge of Hope is a program through CalvarySouthwest.com. Calvary Southwest, the church, but their website is CalvarySouthwest.com. City of Albuquerque has resources. Let me give you that full URL. The address to get to it online is cabq.gov/seniors/senior-services. There's Meals on Wheels America.org. And, you know, actually, Ryan, I may throw this to you because you may be more familiar with how much this is something people do not know in their state that's available to them. But I did find that the New Mexico Bar Association, NMBA.org, they have workshops that cover things like debt problems or bankruptcy, even employment issues, foreclosure, kinship guardianship, parental visitation, adult guardianship, landlord-tenant issues, Medicaid, long-term care, and Medicare, powers of attorney, probate, Social Security disability, transfer on death deeds, and general estate planning. Is that a normal partner with the NCOA to reach out to a given state's bar association?
So I think that those partnerships exist at the state level, and it's always really good for people to take advantage of those services. If you have the ability to go out and get educated on some of these things that may come up in your life that you may need to take care of, it's a lot better to do that preventively than wait until it's upon you to make that decision, because that stress of having to make a decision can really, really make that decision a lot harder as well. So I would encourage, yes, take advantage of that opportunity if you have that to go and get educated on those topics. Get as much help as you can. Be as prepared as you can so you can stand up and take control of what you're doing in your life with the assistance of somebody else if you need it.
Well, you bring up a good point. I mean, it goes back to what, you know, most of our parents told us: you fail to plan, or you fail to plan, you plan to fail.
Right.
And with organizations like the National Council on Aging, NCOA.org, you're going to find the resources available to ahead of time. And which, by the way, the National Bar Association workshops that I mentioned, that you can find out more at NMBA.org, are, I believe, they're no cost. And they're also available online, so you don't need to get out somewhere and mess with the Albuquerque traffic, which we all know has just gotten more crazy. It's an opportunity for you to go to these workshops online and get the important information that you need. We've been visiting with Ryan Ramsey, the National Council on Aging Associate Director of Health Coverage and Benefits. Ryan, before we put a bow on this, any closing thoughts?
Steve, there are 9 million people that are eligible for benefits that are not connected to them. There's $30 billion a year that are left on the table of benefits that are available to people. Anyone who is curious about what benefits that they can get attached to, please go to ncoa.org, go to benefitscheckup.org, or call our toll-free number at 1-800-794-6559. Let us help you try to get connected to these benefits.
All right, Ryan, so much appreciate your time and the work of you and the team at NCOA.
Thank you very much, Steve. We really appreciate you as well.
Hey, and a reminder that if you missed a portion of this conversation or you want to share it with someone, you'll find it archived shortly after today's show at abqconnect.online. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.